Listen, episode 30 of the Trepreneur Show is a big one. The AI race is real, and you're competing in it, whether you like it or not. Welcome back. Another episode of the Trepreneur Show. This is actually episode 30. Tanya Priest, co-host. Can you believe it?
It's huge.
I mean, 30. Like one a week.
Already.
We're cruising along. So anyways, thanks for everybody that tunes in, watches and listens and supports us. This episode is basically a response to a good friend that I have. We both have. He's a mutual friend. I love this guy. Really, really sharp, really insightful, a real people person. And he's in the business world. And he works with a lot of business people, entrepreneurs. He made a post about AI and the AI race. And what is the race? Who's in this race? Where are they racing to? What are they trying to win? And basically stated that it's unhealthy, and the only people that are going to really benefit are the billionaires and things like that. And I understand where he's coming from, especially knowing the individual. But I told him, I said, I totally disagree. I said, I'm gonna do a response to it. And I was going to do a simple little social media response. But I, you know what? This would be a good episode of the podcast. We've done previous episodes on AI.
Yeah.
And it's becoming more and more part of our daily life. You see it and hear about it and read about it more and more. So I thought, you know what? Let me respond to what is the AI race? Is there actually a race? What are you racing for?
Right.
And what's it all about? I believe, like most things, the opinion on AI mostly is going to be through the lens of our experiences and our beliefs.
Right.
And, well, it's new. AI is new. I mean, it's still relatively new. It's just advancing very quickly. And that in itself can be a little concerning, unnerving. And, I mean, we had this thing, ChatGPT, not too long ago. And now we've got Grok, and we've got the Google Gemini, and we've got all these other ones out there. I mean, there's so many that do just specific things for graphics, for copywriting, for whatever it may be, programming. So I am one that I use AI in various forms every single day in my life. And this just started in the last 6 months. And I make sure I intentionally use it because there is a real race. So first of all, what is the AI race? Well, you've heard of arms race, technology race, you know, all these different, the term races is, you know, like a race. We're racing, but it's not obviously like a car race or a running foot race.
Right.
But there is a real race out there. And I think what first you have to establish is who is in this race. And there's a couple different segments. One are governments. It's critical for governments, and it's critical that the United States wins the AI race, because everybody's trying to win the AI race. And the AI can give you such a competitive advantage in so many areas that if you lag behind or you have to outsource certain components of it, man, you're at a real disadvantage. And so as far as national security goes, this AI race for the United States is critical. It's super, super important. And I will say, regardless of how you feel about the current administration, I feel relieved that there's such a focus on the technology and the AI and bringing manufacturing back and microchips manufacturing back. And I will give credit to the previous administration. They obviously were big on getting some of the microprocessor and everything development back. But it's critical for national security, and nations are in a race to evolve, adapt, and figure out AI sooner and better than anybody else. Now, that brings us to the term, what is the race? What is the prize?
Right.
Or what are you racing for? And the reality is the race to figure it out sooner and better than others.
Yeah.
Right? So if you look at us, China, and Russia, right? If we can advance and adapt it and utilize it and implement it before the other two nations, that's the race. It's not, there's not a destination. There's not a prize, right, per se. There's not an end to it. It's the race is to adapt it. The race is to implement it. The race is to figure it out. And some people are on different journeys in that race. right? Some people are just haven't even, their race right now is to just understand it. Like, what is it? Why is it important to me? They're in a race to figure that out, right? Other people are much more ahead, and they see like, okay, this is where it's at. This is the future. How do we implement this? How do we use this? Now, businesses, there's an AI race for business. There's competitive advantages that are gained. Now, I will tell you right now, if you have a business or you're an individual, or maybe your government, I don't know, maybe I've got some country, maybe Putin's listening to me trying to get some insight, you know? AI is here, whether you like it or not. Do you use AI right now?
I have, yeah.
Okay. You say you have, but do you...
I use it daily.
Okay. Have you used it or interacted with it that you're aware of without you being the creator, the instigator?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
So
what does that mean?
That's scary.
Well, I don't know. Have you talked to a business? Have you had an automated system, voice system you worked with?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's AI.
That's more and more is moving to AI, okay. Right? Some of these schedule bots or bots on websites.
I have done that.
Okay.
Yep.
Dispatch software?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
A CRM software?
Mm-hmm.
So it's there, whether we can reject it. But we're interacting with it, right?
Right.
So countries, business, individuals, the sooner they can get into the race or acknowledge they're in the race and adapt it, figure out how to adapt it. And for each individual business and country, it's going to be different. And I think the better that you can adapt, the sooner you can adapt it in the right ways, you have a competitive advantage. You're going to have a competitive advantage. But you're only going to have that competitive advantage for so long, because it would be like a company that in the 80s, started using computers, and they put their inventory on a computer, they put their accounting on a computer, so on and so forth, right? And yeah, I know bigger companies were doing it, but you know, not, it was still new. The companies that could come out and figure that out sooner had a competitive advantage. But now that competitive advantage was gone eventually, because everybody was computerized. Same thing. So right now, I will tell you, at General Air Conditioning and Plumbing, and I'm not going to share what we're using because it has a competitive advantage. It gives us a competitive advantage. There's some AI tools we're using right now that we know more about our competition than the competition knows about themselves. And I know that may sound like a wild claim, but this AI that we're using gives me all kinds of data on the competition. It's almost unfair. Eventually, everybody's going to be using that. But right now, not everybody knows about it. So there's a competitive advantage right there, right? So with that example given, the race for business is, how do you implement AI? Where do you implement it? And the race is to gain that competitive advantage and to integrate it into your operations, into your business, in a way that benefits your business and can advance you at an unfair rate, essentially.
Right.
Now, one of the biggest obstacles, there's going to be a lot of businesses that are reluctant to look at AI and reluctant to integrate AI. And there's going to be many, many reasons. Now, on the individual level, let me talk about the individual level, because this is really important. You as an individual can either look to integrate AI into your life. You can look to figure it out. You can look to understand it, or you can ignore it. But the reality is, you're going to wake up one day and it's going to be all around you. If you choose to ignore it, the train's left the station. You're going to be left behind. Now, I'm not saying you have to go all AI and it takes away humanity and everything like that. That's not what I'm saying at all. Here's the reality. Depending on what your job is, it is going to change your job or eliminate your job. Or it can enhance your job. There are some jobs that are going to go away because of AI. It's just the reality of it. Right now, there is a company, Aurora, that makes the software, this platform for autonomous trucks. And those autonomous trucks right now are running routes in Texas. Now, they're limited routes. They're specific routes, and they're specific between the two cities. But they're now expanding into Phoenix, and they're expanding into, I forget the other area. If you're a truck driver, that's kind of concerning.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
But so if I'm a truck driver, and I was a truck driver, I drove across country. I drove teams with my dad for Schneider National. And if I was a truck driver, I wouldn't ignore that. I would be saying, okay, they're still going to need people in the trucking industry. They're still going to need drivers. How fast is this going to be in my world to where my job is at risk? And what What do I have to transition to? Because think about it. It may be that autonomous trucks go from point A to point B, but now you need specialized guys to take them from the drop yard to the shipper or receiver.
Right.
And so now you're more of doing local stuff. Now you don't have to go over the road. Does that open up a role? Does it not? I don't know. But those are the things I'd start thinking about. I'd start looking
searching.
Yeah. Now, if I'm a few years away from retirement, or probably 5 years away from retirement, maybe 10, I'm not so concerned about it. But if this is my career and I've got trucks on the road, now if I'm a truck owner, a business owner, I'm kind of, now I got a different perspective is how I got to think about it, right? So you have to figure out how AI can enhance what you're doing. And if it's going to eliminate or change your role, you have to understand that. Because if you don't, what's going to happen is you will be dictated to. You will have no say in anything because you're just the passive person that resisted. And you may be somebody that says, okay, now I got to change roles altogether, right? Now, I don't want to scare people and say that they got to run out and start looking for jobs. I'm just saying that that is part of the AI race. How do you integrate it into your life as an individual? Your race is integration. Your race is adaption. Graphic artists. If you're a graphic artist, I mean, there's so much stuff that can be done with AI right now. And people are going to start trying to do that on their own. Now, personally, I don't want to do it on my own. I want my graphic artist to be able to use those tools to do an even better, more efficient job for me. This AI is evolving. It's evolving quickly. In fact, there's a law, Moore's Law, from one of the co-founders of, I believe it was Google. And that law is that, I believe it's processor speed doubles every 18 to 24 months. And the cost goes down. So Moore's Law is basically saying the processors in a computer, and think about computers you would buy 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 3 years ago. Like the processor speed and how fast they are now and how much the cost has gone down. Because every 18 to 24 months, the technology was doubling, the cost was reducing. Now, I don't know if there's a law, a specific law for AI, but I'm telling you, it is moving so fast. And if it's self-learning, that, you know, it's moving fast. And if you look at it as a villain, if you look at it as this is not a race and it's unhealthy, I think you're going to end up being in a very unhealthy place.
Real quick, like, I think AI, and I'm sure other people think this, you've got movies, we've got like that iRobot movie, right? Or you have, they're talking about on the news, the Tesla robots, things like that. Like, that's kind of scary if you think about it. Like, what if they start to mimic human beings, mimic our feelings, mimic who we are? Like, that to me is what freaks me out.
Well, they will. They will start to mimic us. They'll start to, because to interact with us, they're going to have to be able to respond to us, especially if they're in the home, right? So the Tesla robot right now, it looks like a robot, but will it always look like a robot? And that's why I feel Grok AI. I use both Grok and ChatGPT mostly. I use others as well, but those are the two I use mostly. And I use paid versions of them. And the reason is I really comparing the two. And I am telling you, it is my feeling, my belief that Grok is the platform, the training ground for robots for Tesla. Because how it interacts with you is totally different than how ChatGPT interacts with you.
Explain that.
ChatGPT is more like a robot. ChatGPT is more like it tries to have a sense of humor. It tries to respond in certain human ways. Grok, you can pick different ways for it to interact with you. So you can have it be like sassy. I mean, there's all these different versions of it that you can kind of, and then it will interact with you that way. And so it's really interesting as far as the robots go. So here's how I think. This is how I approach technology. I'm already talking, and you may have heard me talk here at General. I envision in 3 years, 3 to 5 years, we will have 2 to 3 Tesla robots or another type robot here at our location. Why? What would the Tesla robot do? And there's other manufacturers, but I think Tesla makes the most headlines and the advancing quickly. Well, imagine we come in the morning and we have to unload trucks and load trucks back up. Mm-hmm. And we're dealing with sheet metal. We have to separate sheet metal or anything like that. What if you had a Tesla robot that was trained to unload trucks, separate recyclables, the metals, the cardboard, and the trash, and could load the trucks and take that part of the job away from the guys, right? So they become more effective at their job.
Right.
They become more efficient, and they don't have to start their day unloading and loading a truck.
Right, which takes an hour.
Yeah, and especially in the summer, it's hot. You know, even in the mornings, it's hot. So what if that could be done, and they show up, and they get the keys, and they go to the job, and they get the job done. They're able to be more effective at their trade. What if, in the nighttime, the Tesla robot went around and emptied the garbage, wiped down the countertops, vacuumed, mopped? Now, the technology is not to the point where that's happening, but Elon Musk's plan for is this year, they will be in the factories, his factories, working. I believe it's 2026. They will have limited sale. I think there's certain industries, certain things that they're specifically trained for. The goal is, his goal is to get to 1 million a year production and to be able to drive the cost down to $20,000 a robot. Think about that. And right now, you have to train it. It's limited on what it can do.
Right.
Some of it has to be like remote operated, like it will mimic what you do, but it has to be specifically trained. But that technology is going to evolve. And Tesla's idea is all these robots are connected, so they learn together. So if one's over here doing a task on the other side of the world, it's learning. And then the other network, it's kind of, it's all learning that same task, right? Again, I'm not an expert on this stuff. This is just what I read, what I listen to. I try and stay up to date on it. But they're a reality. Now, sure, the fear that you're talking about is a real fear. And I believe some people, it's such a fear that they ignore it, right? Or they don't want to hear about it. And then guess what? They're going to wake up and they're going to be in Jetsonville because it's coming. Whether you like it or not, it's coming. So the idea is how do you integrate it? That's the race. The race is how do you adapt, integrate, and use it to your benefit, to your competitive advantage. There's tasks I do now that would literally take me an hour or more that I can literally have done in 10 to 15 minutes.
Wow.
Because of using AI. It's not perfect. It can be wrong. So you just can't throw it out there, but it's real. Here's the saddest part about it. We are human beings. There is nothing greater than a human being. That's my belief. That comes from my Christian belief. That comes from just being a human being myself. And like, but when you walk into a convenience store, you get gas, you walk into a convenience store, and nobody even acknowledges you. Or when they do, they acknowledge you because it's policy. That's something AI will replace. And it already is in the sense of self-checkouts, right? Now, that's not AI per se, but self-checkout, ordering your stuff on your own, right? Now, I don't use any of that because if I'm going to check myself out or if I'm going to place my own order, I want a discount because you're saving on labor. So if I'm going to check myself out and bag my own damn groceries, there should be a discount factor. And I should be like, save 15%, do the work of our former employee, right?
Yeah.
So I don't utilize it. I'm the type of person, believe it or not, I still get a live check and I go to the bank. Why? I like that human interaction. I think in a banking relationship, it's really important for the bank to know who you are. So I'm very much that person embracing the AI. The problem is, again, is, and I said this before and got a lot of hate comments, human laziness, ignorance, and arrogance is going to cause AI to replace certain jobs. There's arrogance in, I don't need to study, I don't need to develop, I don't need to learn more. You see it all the time. There's ignorance in, this doesn't apply to me, it's not going to impact me, it's not going to affect me. And there's laziness. It's sad, but it's true. But you know what? It's one of the things that comes with being a human being. And that's the thing I will tell you. And my dear friend who made the post also has made comments about the interactions between humans.
Yeah.
AI will never replace. It very well may, because it's going to learn so well. And it's going to, and if you're somebody that's needy, unstable, emotional, it's going to give you what you want. It's going to give you what you need, right? Sadly. With all of that said, the cool thing is we are human beings. We can study. We can learn. We can embrace. We can get better. We have, and this is where it comes down to my Christian belief and why humans will never be replaced by AI or robots, is what we have, nobody else has, and that's a soul. A robot will never have a soul. And we have been given the gift of free will, and that is powerful. So when you see that person that's lazy, or you're being that person that's lazy, or you're choosing not to study and advance yourself, you're choosing not to have those meaningful conversations, that's your free will. So that's something that we have, nobody else has, robots will never have. So your fears, Skynet, everybody's seen Terminator. Skynet is like, that's, you know, I used to think Google was going to be Skynet. But, you know, Google is quickly being crushed in so many technological ways, I think, by Amazon. So then I thought Amazon's going to be Skynet. And now we've got AI. And, you know, it's something that people fear. And I think it's a realistic fear. I mean, Elon Musk and others have even warned, like, hey, we got to put guardrails on this. We got to protect it. But it's really no different than the topic of cloning, right? Like, we, as the technology evolves and you can clone people, animals, whatever, like, that's something that still has to have guardrails on it. Yes. And protections.
Yes.
Regardless of where you stand on it. So it's really going to be up to us to set the parameters and everything like that. Ignoring it is not a smart option. Figuring out how it integrates, how it makes you better, how it can enhance your life, your business, right? Your professional, personal career or existence. That's what really can impact things. So that's what I think the race is all about. It's the race to integrate, the race to apply it in your life in a way that adds value to your life,
right,
to your employer or business, and to the human race. And there's a way to have both. Ignoring it is not that way, because it's here. You're in the race, right? So you're either sitting there and you don't know you're in the race, or you're actively partaking in it and engaging in it. The opposite extreme, the wrong approach, is just turning everything over to AI. Well, it's just going to do everything for me. It's going to drive my car. It's going to feed my kids. How do we embrace it? How do we integrate it into our lives? That is the race.
And find balance.
And there is no finish line. And the award is the proper integration, assimilation into your life and how it works best for you. And if you're a business, right now you can have a competitive advantage if you figure out how to use AI in your business. And I'm not just talking about using ChatGPT to write your emails. That's not really what I'm talking about at all. Some of the stuff we're doing, wow, it's amazing. And the fact that, like, I would really like to know how many companies out there, whether they're in the trades or anything else, are thinking about, okay, when the Tesla robot is in the $20,000 to $50,000 range, does it have a place in my business, and how would I implement it in my business, and in which way? And are you thinking, like, oh, it can replace people, or wow, it can make them more effective at what they do? It can make their jobs safer. Because again, like, we have a sheet metal shop. We bend metal. There's a risk to that. What if a robot was bending metal? I mean, think of that. So how do you implement it? How do you integrate it? If you're in a role that it's going to eliminate you, you've got to figure out, okay, how is it not going to eliminate me, or what do I need to transition to, and when do I need to transition? This isn't happening like next week or next year, but I think 3 to 5 years, where you are in your career, you've really got to figure out how to integrate that. The technology is here. It's going to advance very, very quickly. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal. I will tell you, I can't go more than a couple of days without reading an article in the Wall Street Journal about how it affects, or how AI is affecting things, and so on and so forth. The businesses, one was businesses that are now not hiring graduates at the same rate into entry-level positions.
Yeah, no, especially
because they've got AI to do a lot of the stuff that they would do, because it, they would come in and they do grunt work.
Right.
You know, they come in, a lot of what they're doing is grunt work. It's not, you know, they're not coming in a finance role and running the finance department. They're working like grunts, doing the stuff nobody else wants to do, but has to be done until they get their experience. Well, now they're pushing off that to AI. Well, guess what? We've known for a while, college is probably not the best route for a lot of people.
Right.
That's why the trades is amazing. We got so many young kids right now in the trades that we're developing. And I'm telling you what, by the time their buddies graduate college, they're going to be making well into the six figures. Mm-hmm. They're going to be, I mean, it's amazing. Not that I'm against college, but you got to understand how AI is going to impact your role in college. Look, we got so many personal injury attorneys because everybody went to law school. Everybody wanted to be an attorney because they read a John Grisham book, and now they're chasing ambulances, like, you know, like because they realize that to be a good attorney it's more than, you know, going to law school.
Right.
The vision, I will tell you, I believe I've heard this talked about for Elon Musk, is they're building that Starship. It keeps blowing up, right? But I think it can lift like 100 tons, which is huge. I think there's not an aircraft in the world that can move that much weight. Think about, he wants to colonize Mars. Well, you take a rocket like that, you load it with Tesla robots, you send it to Mars. Now you got a bunch of robots building the infrastructure in an environment humans can't survive in, and getting it ready for humans to arrive. So look, this stuff is real. It's happening. The technology, it's happening. At the end of the day, here's what I'm going to tell you. There is an AI race. It's a real race. If you breathe, you're in it. This race is going to have many winners. Not everybody's going to win, but there will be winners. If you're not embracing this the right way and integrating it, what I will tell you is this race is going to have a lot more losers. So you just got to decide which side you want to be on and how you're going to approach AI. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for your support. Like, share, comment. Truly appreciate it. Thank you to everybody behind the camera that's helping us out. And Tanya, thank you very much for co-hosting. Until next time, be great.